Romance Out of Indiana, novelist George Barr McCutcheon on this moment of Indiana history. Born on a Tippecanoe County farm in 1866, Hoosier novelist George Barr McCutcheon was the eldest of three brothers, all of whom would attend Purdue University and pursue careers in journalism. George, however, soon switched from newspapers to novels, and his popular romanticized style made him a best-selling author across the nation. 1901 saw the publication of McCutcheon's first successful novel, Graustark, the story of a love behind a throne. The romance between a dashing American and a mysterious European beauty begins on an eastbound train from Denver and takes 500 pages to land the protagonists back in the small country of Graustark, where the heroine is a princess. McCutcheon received only a $500 fee for Graustark, but his publisher's profits were more than $250,000. He revisited his mythical land in two subsequent novels, going on to write nearly 50 others, with author royalties. McCutcheon's novels were light popular fiction, but as a reader and collector, he had a taste for famous American and British authors. In 1926, an auction in New York City offered collectors McCutcheon's first editions of works by Charles Dickens, Robert Louis Stevenson, Rudyard Kipling, and Thomas Hardy. One lot fetched the then record price of $7,000. On McCutcheon's death in 1928, New York Times obituary was complimentary but gently condescending, placing him in the Indiana School of Romantic Literature and noting the innocent happiness he had given to his readers, among them college boys, kitchen maids, and daughters of millionaires. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.